Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schultz. And now, play ball. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner catches it and steps on first to double up Butler. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Carter reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Rich Yett now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing shortstop. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 2 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quiñones moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quiñones tags and scores. Barrett tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Jim Kern now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Baylor moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. One out. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins misplays the ball. That's an error on Mullins. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Boggs strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Buckner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stapleton tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Ritter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Ed Romero now playing third base. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-7, Red Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Bales now pitching. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.